Today is November 8th, and you know what this means? No, you probably don't, unless you know me personally or peeked at the title of this book. It's my birthday, yes, I'm from 29 going up to 30 at 1 p.m. this afternoon. According to my mother, I was born on November 8, 1981 at around 1 p.m. So I tend to be very serious about these things. No, really. And my 29th year wasn't quite the best year of my life. In fact, there were more downs than ups. But I must be grateful for many things. For starters, the fact that I'm alive, that I survived this year, and hopefully will survive till my 31st. But let's not go there right now. Birthdays are a strange thing, because actually it's not my birthday, it's a celebration of November 8, 1981. It's not actually that I was born today, but we call it our birthdays. We call them our birthdays. Well, one thing's for sure, that this year I had the chance to rediscover Buddhism, and it helped me change my outlook on life. And a thing about Buddhism that I particularly like is that it changes your awareness of things. I cannot say today that I am who I am today because of what I did. Yes, of course, and that contributed as well. But who I am today is dependent on many, many things. The people I met in my life, the experiences I had, situations, and so on and so forth. So, as I struggle with my ear problems, my tinnitus or tinnitus, depending on how you wish to pronounce it, I realize how dependent we are on other factors, how even if you may not have ever experienced ringing in the ears, it is quite a traumatic experience, because it's only a very, very overwhelming feeling, and you actually feel you're losing control over things. You can't concentrate, you can't do what you wanted to do. So this puts things into perspective. And while you have a degree of choice in those events, you are not fully independent. You will always depend on other factors. And so I want to take this occasion to thank all those people, my friends, my family, doctors even, that helped me shape, be here today. So thank you.